This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined in the studio by David Payne from The New Old Fashioned. They're getting ready to release a really cool record. It's a 7-inch. We're going to tell you all about it and about the triple threat of album release shows coming to a city near you. But first, David, why don't you play one for us?
Tell it from the shape I'm in. I kept it going when I should have just let it end. Have one more man, another round. Next thing I knew, that room was spinning around and around and around. Oh, but everybody else had a good time. Oh man, I love that song. Just keep that volume up, oh yeah, and the lights turn way down. I'm feeling tired, babe, I gotta go. But everyone in the room keeps screaming for more, 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 more. These nights keep us alive. It cannot be ties and shirts and the same old 9 to 5. These nights are what keep us alive. Just keep those records spinning, yeah, and don't let it die.
David Payne from the New Old Fashioned live in the WISO studios. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You know, it occurred to me that even though we couldn't get the whole band here, it's kind of cool that you're here solo, because I feel like I'm making up for the fact that the very first time that you were supposed to be on this show, I was sick, and Nikki Dakota was gracious enough to.
Yeah, she had the flu, and you can't see my air quotes.
Your air quotes, yeah.
Just avoiding me at all costs.
Oh, I hadn't even met you at that point. So it's been a little while since the New Old Fashioned has been here. What has the past little bit of last year and the beginning of this year been like for you guys?
Well, I guess towards the end of last summer, I think it was, went back down to Nashville to work with producer Patrick Himes again, who also produced our full length. We had a couple of songs kind of left over from the full length, not exactly. There were songs we kind of touched on and put together with the first group of songs that we just didn't feel like fit in as well with the album as a whole. And we wanted an interim release, something we could put out to kind of keep the momentum while we wrote this next record. And so we decided, you know, what you know, we have these two songs. What, you know, it's a great opportunity to get our music onto a vinyl record. So, you know, it was cool to go back down to Nashville again because some things had changed. We got a new drummer, our drummer Matt, who's fantastic, and we were excited to get him on something because he didn't play on the full length. But man, did he do a good job on these two. And Patrick had moved studio spaces. The studio that we recorded the full length in was sort of an old house that had been converted into a studio, which was great because, I mean, this whole house was, he lived there, but the whole house was the studio. I mean, there was tape machines in the kitchen, and I found, like, equalizer pedals in on the kitchen counter, and, like, there's probably, like, guitar strings in the fridge or something, I don't know, but there was stuff everywhere, and it was great, and, you know, we made a great signing record because, you know, looks can be deceiving when it comes to Patrick Himes and his recording space. He just makes good sounding records, and he had moved from that space into an old church.
I've heard about this place.
And
yeah,
man, what a great, great space. I mean, it's so inspiring, and the biggest difference. I mean, it made a huge difference on the recording sound as a whole, but where you really noticed it was on the drums, man. The drums just sound massive in that big room, and we were really excited about that. So you had this new drummer and this new drum sound. We were able to record it in this big, huge room, and it made for a really big sounding record. And you know, Patrick knew we were recording the songs for vinyl, so you know he recorded it with that in mind. And you know, when you're trying to make a kind of dirty, you know, rootsy rock and roll record, nobody does it better than Patrick. So we're excited to work with him again, and like I said, to get Matt on a release, and just to you know, to be able to get out a vinyl record.
You said these were songs that, you know, had kind of been around when you were working on
right. On
the full length. How much did they evolve from their original iterations, especially during that recording process with Patrick? How much did they change?
They were, but between the time I wrote them and the time we recorded them, I mean, night and day. Ladies is actually a song I wrote way before the new old fashioned and way before anything that's on our full length was ever written. And it was just like, I wrote it back like right out of high school, really. Not right out of high school, but it was during my like first real band. I wrote it, and we tried it with that project, and it didn't really work. It was something, a completely different direction from where that project was going. My writing was going in a completely different direction. And soon after that, you know, that project saw its end, and you know, I played it as a solo artist when I was playing as a solo artist, and I played it live sometimes, but again, when it came time to record the solo record, it didn't fit. And when it came time to do the first new old fashioned record, it fit that band a lot better, but it was still like it didn't quite fit in with the group of songs we were doing as a whole. When we started trying to really think of it as the record as a whole entire thing, it just didn't quite make it, and we were like, so it got, you know, shelved once again, but we really wanted to do something with it, and I thought that the song really fit this band and this project, so we pulled it back out, and I couldn't be more happy with how it turned out. Tom, our bass player, is just a fantastic arranger, and a lot of times how our writing process goes is like, I'll write something, and I'll bring it to the practice space, and Tom kind of tears it apart and puts it back together, and it's really interesting. And it was something when we first started the band that was tough for me, because I've been playing for a few years as a solo artist, and you know, I wasn't really used to having these other, you know, forces pulling on my songs. And you know, when Tom comes in, he's like, "Oh, we should try this, we should try that." I'm like, "No, dude, the song goes like this." And then it was like, time after time, it was like, "All right, well, I'll try it. It'll appease the group this way. You know, why not try it?" And they'd be like, "Oh, yeah." Especially like after I'd sit on it for a while, I'm like, "Yeah, you're right, dude. That's awesome." And especially when it comes to like arranging the harmony vocals and stuff like that, he really does a great job.
There's a definite level of trust there to be able
absolutely.
To hand your work over, whether it's to a bandmate or to somebody like Patrick, who's, you know, your recording engineer and your producer, you know, to be able to sort of say, "Okay, this is as far as I've taken it. Go forth."
Right. And you know, these are all my old friends. Me and Matt, the drummer, have known each other since we were 12 years old. And Kent and Tom followed not far after that. And I mean, I've even known Patrick for a long time. So it's, you know, it's after I got out of that initial, like, coming from being a solo artist into being in a band again, after I got over that initial hump, it's really easy. I trust these guys with my songs. And what's really exciting about this new stuff that we're writing for our next full length is I'm writing it with the band in mind. And I don't necessarily finish everything down to the last little chord because I'm like, I can't really figure out this bridge part. Tom will figure it out. You know, Ken will come up with something. You know, the guys will have an idea, and they always do. So it's been a lot more fun to write in that kind of way, and less frustrating because, you know, there's not a whole lot of push pull because I don't have like this final product in mind. Always, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I really wanted this to happen, and they'll try it and kind of see where I'm coming from. But a lot of times I'm like, you know, here's my framework. You know, what do you guys want to do with this? And that's great.
It's got to be kind of fun too, as a writer, as a person who's creating something, to be able to kind of make something and then see where other people take it and how it hits them. If it's hitting them in the same way emotionally or however you want to say it that you were coming from writing it, or if they're finding a completely different meaning or you know, whatever to something that you created.
Right, absolutely.
Do you want to take a listen to Ladies before we go any further?
Yeah, I guess we've said all we need to say about it.
All right, let's take a listen and we'll come back and we'll tell people more about this and hear some more tunes. This is the A-side of the 7-inch by the New Old Fashioned. We'll tell you how you can get your hands on it and how you can check them out and celebrate with them. But first, take a listen to this one. This is called Ladies, and you're hearing it on WISO.
He took his horse and headed down to the sea. He said, take a drink, but not only for you. Take a little sip of me, 'cause these days ain't been so bright since I've been gone. And my little aching heart is barely hanging on. But those ladies, yeah, they keep you hanging on, because you keep them in your thoughts all the way down the road that you are on. Those ladies, yeah, they keep you hanging on, but they're waiting at home, so don't be gone for far too. Teen years ago, they headed down to the sea. He looked up in her eyes and said, baby, will you marry me? They settled down and had a couple of kids, but then headed back out on that lonely road again. And it's been yeah.
Brand new tunes from the new Old Fashioned. That one's called Ladies, and that is the A-side from their forthcoming 7-inch album. We've got David Payne from the band here in the studio. And David, this is being released on Toxic Beauty Records, actually, the imprint for that's being sort of run out of the record store here in Yellow Springs,
yeah,
our buddy Josh Castleberry.
Yeah, we're really excited to be working with Toxic Beauty. And we were kind of all set. We had recorded the songs already. We knew we wanted to do a vinyl, and we were trying to figure out how we were going to do it ourselves. And I went to the record store one day, like I often do. And if you've ever been to Toxic Beauty Records, you've talked to Josh before, you know. So I got to talking to him one day, and he had done a 7-inch for another local band not super long ago, and I just got to talking to him about what we were working on, and I just asked him, like, hey, do you want to do that again? And he was like, yeah, I might be into it. Like, send me, you know, bring me the track. So I took him up the masters when we got him back from Patrick, and, you know, he was really excited about the songs, and, you know, he decided to jump on board. So we were one of the reasons I was so excited about working with Josh is Josh loves records, and like, not only does Josh love music and, you know, albums, but he loves records in their physical form. And he was really concerned about stuff like, you know, the fidelity of the pressing and, you know, the quality of the packaging and that kind of thing, which, you know, he had been like, there was a couple of things that he was like a little disappointed about, like their first release on the label, and just minor things that like only like really mattered to like him and a few other people, like, you know, nothing really that worth being picky about, but that's how he is. He loves records, and I was all about that. You know, I wanted the thing to sound as good as it could. I wanted to put it out on like good quality vinyl. I wanted to do interesting packaging, have something we could really be proud of, and that's what he was all about. So that worked out really well.
It's got to be nice to have, you know, especially when you're sort of embarking on your first vinyl release. I think for a lot of people, it's an aspiration, but it's a rather intimidating aspiration, kind of for exactly the reasons that you're listing, like the, you know, getting the sound quality appropriate for vinyl. So it's got to be great to have like somebody who really like not only knows but has the appreciation for, you know, what's going to make you sound the best for the format that you're releasing on.
Absolutely. And he, I mean, he wasn't really about like cutting corners on it or anything like that. It was just make the best, you know, put out the best record we could. And I really think we've done that. I've told people this, a few people this lately. It was like, you know, this is some of those, there's a few moments in your life where you just kind of stop and just kind of take a mental picture. And it's like, you know, it's like, you know, sort of one of the scrapbook, you know, in your mind moments. And it's like hearing our songs come off of a record and, you know, through the old hi-fi system that my grandpa gave me, it was definitely like a little bit emotional, and it was great. It was great.
So you're celebrating the release this Saturday.
Boy, are we.
Yeah, boy, are you. Three times, in fact.
Yeah.
So it's this Saturday here in Yellow Springs at Peaches.
Absolutely. We really wanted to do a Yellow Springs release show because of, you know, working with Josh. We wanted to do something here in Yellow Springs. We love Yellow Springs, and we love Peaches. We love Planet Peaches. The sound's always great, and it's a good vibe at Peaches. We're all originally from Xenia, so we get Xenia folks to come out to Yellow Springs, and yeah, Trug. We got Trug to come out and do it again. They keep doing stuff with us. I don't know how we're pulling that off.
It's because you're good.
Yeah, we love those guys, and they're a super big influence on our band. You know, they were definitely a huge influence on the songs on the, you know, the first record, and they continue to be. And we've talked about this before, like with our band, it's like a little bit weird and kind of surreal because we're friends with these guys now. I mean, Todd and Dan, like we see them at shows, and you know, we hang out and we always talk, and it's weird to me because these are guys that, you know, they're sort of heroes of mine, and now I'm just like sitting here like talking about the weather with them or whatever. And it's awesome because they're super great guys, and they're really supportive of our band, and that's great.
I think it's a real testament to the music community we have here to be able to go being awestruck at the front of the stage to like, oh, these are our friends and we're sharing shows and we're collaborating as musical peers. And
right. I love playing music in Dayton. I love playing in a band in Dayton. I love, you know, just about every last single band in Dayton. I mean, everybody's passionate about what they do and, you know, always super supportive of one another. And I haven't spent any real time in any other music scene, so I really can't attest to it. But from what I can tell, that's not always the norm. Like from what I understand, we've got something special here, and I think we do, and it seems like other people seem to think so too.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's this Saturday here in Yellow Springs at Peaches with Shrug, and then you're heading up to Columbus next Friday to play at Hal and Al's with the Pleasant Tents, and then back in Dayton for the Oregon Express with Andy Smith, and you're bringing the Pleasant Tents down here.
Right, the singer from the Pleasant Tents, Marnie Richardson, who is just a fantastic vocalist. I can't say enough good things about her as a singer, but she went to high school with us, and you know, she sang in that same choir that me and Kent and Tom and Matt all sang in together. You know, she was there with us, and she moved to Columbus a few years ago and started this band not too long ago. I mean, I think it's been a little over a year, but we haven't had a chance to see him yet, and we haven't had a chance to play with him yet. But man, I've heard some recordings, and she'll knock your socks off. I mean, she can wail, and so we're really excited to be playing with them. And you know, like you said, we're going up there to play with them in Columbus on Friday, and they're coming down to play with us in Dayton on Saturday. And they've never played Dayton before, so this is going to be their Dayton debut, and which I think is great for her because you know she's got a bunch of family and stuff that's never been able to see her band because she's in Columbus. And so it's going to be kind of a little bit of a homecoming for her. So we're really excited about it.
Very nice.
And of course, Andy Smith's playing with
us.
Who's
always amazing.
Just Andy's one of the most genuine and genuinely like unique and interesting people I've ever met, and like a total sweetheart. And he's just like his personality is unique and individual. His songs are unique and individual, and above all, his voice is unique and individual. And I love it. It's perfect. And he's got such a good control over it, and he knows like exactly what he's doing, and it's exciting, and it's raw, but still pretty somehow all at the same time. So we're really excited to have him on the bill. Our guitar player went and tracked some harmony vocals on Andy's new project, Me Time. So I got to hear a couple like a rough cuts from that Kent had brought back with him from doing it, and we're really excited about the new project. And I think, you know, we just got Andy on the bill, and I think the original concept was for him to just come play as a solo acoustic artist, but I think he's bringing a couple of little guys from the Me Time project with him to play a couple of songs with a little bit of a band.
Nice.
So I think we're gonna get a little bit of a preview of what he's got coming. I think the record's coming out on Gas Daddy Go in April. So I'm excited to see what he's got going on. We're sad to see King Elk not around anymore, but I'm also excited to see what he does next.
Yeah, he seems to be one that, you know, when he ends one project, it's like you can be sad for about 5 minutes,
yep,
but you know that there's going to be something else really good coming.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, can we hear another live one?
Sure.
We're going to hear another live one from David Payne of the New Old Fashioned. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.
We decided, one more thing before I play this song, we decided to defer the digital download that comes with the record. The record comes with a digital download, of course. Can't really do without it. We decided to record a few bonus tracks ourselves. So we went down in our basement lair with a computer and tracked a few bonus tracks just ourselves. And, you know, we intentionally recorded them to sound a little rough, a little mid-fi, if you will. We did, you know, alternate versions of both the songs on the record, and then we did alternate versions of a couple of songs off of our full length. So this is kind of basically the arrangement we did for the bonus track of a song called Empty Storefronts. So mm-hmm.
or it's gone for good. And you can't find it anymore. It's out of stock, out of print. You're out of luck, out of time, and they're closing up for the night. And you gotta try just a little bit harder. And you gotta want it just a little bit more. Got to reach out for the ones that you love and make sure that they don't get in your way. If you wanna make it in this world, yeah, they're getting old, but there's still a few who come in every night for that same old that they've gotten here for years. But they're locking up those doors tonight and never opening again. Gotta try just a little bit harder, and you gotta want it just a little bit more. You've got to reach out for the ones that you love and make sure that they don't get in your way. If you wanna make it in this world, just a little bit harder, and you gotta want it just a little bit more. You've got to reach out for the ones that you love and make sure that they don't get in your way. And you gotta try just a little bit harder, and you gotta want it just a little bit more. You've got to reach out for the ones that you love and make sure that they don't get in your way.
From the new old fashioned live in the WISO studios. Now, obviously, people can get the album at the three shows, right. And I'm assuming at Toxic Beauty as well.
Yeah, he'll definitely have copies.
are you going to be doing any online sales of it?
Yeah, definitely, you'll be able to pick it up. You'll be able to pick up a physical copy on our Bandcamp page, after the release. And then you'll be able to pick it up through all the usual digital outlets, be it Bandcamp or CD Baby or Spotify, iTunes.
Whichever new one pops up this week.
We'll let them, you know, put it on there. Yeah, you'll be able to stream it for free on Spotify and Bandcamp, and then you can download it off there too. I recommend that, especially if you have a turntable, even if you don't.
Get a turntable.
Yeah, you can get a turntable.
Yeah, you need one.
You know, the record comes with a download code, and it's not really any more expensive. In fact, I don't think we've made it any more expensive. We wanted to do that on purpose. So you get a download code with your record. And I'm so proud of the packaging of this thing. Adam Eckley, a local artist who did all the artwork for our full length, and he's done all our T-shirts and our posters and everything that we have so far, he's done for us, you know, our logo, our kick drum head that we just got. You know, he's done all that stuff for us. He's a great artist. He did all the artwork for us, and then our good friend Chris Poppy Papa Doc from the Story Changes runs a company called Little Monster Printing, and he did all the screen printing by hand for us. So when you pull the record out and you open up the sleeve, it's like a little mini hand screen poster that it looks so cool. Both those guys did a great job on the packaging, so I'm really excited. So I hope everyone will pick up a real copy of it, you know, because they did such a good job on the artwork.
That's the nice thing about, you know, having, especially the vinyl, is that in addition to the music on the record, it's kind of, with the packaging and everything, it gets to be its own, the item itself becomes a work of art in and of itself.
Right, and you know, being record collectors ourselves, like, that was all, you know, super important to us. You know, I gotta have something to hold on to, like, MP3s are cool, and I think the iPod is a fantastic invention for having a lot of music in one place and being able to take it with you. But you know, there's something romantic to me about going to a record store, you know, especially the day something comes out, and you know, picking it up from the record store, and you know, handing your money to, you know, a local businessman, and taking that record home with you, and being able to, you know, put it on and like look at it and read the liner notes and, you know, all that kind of good stuff when you're listening to it. I think that makes it a much, you know, much more of an experience as opposed to something you just play in the background while you're driving or working out or something.
Absolutely. And to add to that, you know, that experience of going to the local record store, I always say, because of people like Josh at Toxic Beauty and, you know, like Craig at Gem City for years and years, I've gotten introduced to so many things that I, you know, maybe wouldn't have ever picked up or would have known to pick up, that I've had these guys say, you really need to check this out,
right?
You know, and there's something to be said about that.
Josh
as well.
Will even call me from time to time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, do you like this band, don't you? Like, I got this thing in. I'm like, all right, I'll be up there.
Yeah. Yep, it's important to have the record guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's fun to go up to Omega, and I could blow hours in that place, you know, just digging through crates, and it's mm-hmm. fun, and I enjoy it, and I, you know, I find stuff that I never even knew existed. I'm like, what is this? This is like a weird shaped record with David Gilmour's face on it, and it's like $3, and I'm gonna buy that.
I think I have that record.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. But that's the kind of stuff you find. It's weird stuff that you might not even have known existed that you wouldn't have bought otherwise.
Yep, for sure. So moving forward from the three release shows and this release, what's the rest of the year looking like for you guys? You said you're working on another full length, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few more shows coming up in the close. We're actually also playing on the 14th, the following Saturday, because JT Wood from Hawthorne Heights, I did a songwriter show with him a while back, and it went really well. I'm good friends with Mark from Hawthorne Heights, and JT, it was funny because JT emailed me, and he said, hey man, I'm looking for a rowdy honky-tonk band to close out my show on the 14th. And he was like, you guys would be perfect. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, we got all these shows. Like, do you still want us on? He was like, yeah, you know, come on. So we're playing that one the following week. So we got a lot going on. But we're excited about that. I think it'll be a little bit of a different crowd. It'll be our first time playing at Canal Public House.
Yeah.
Since it changed hands. So we'll see how that goes. Pretty excited about that one. And then we're also, at the end of the month, going down to play a showcase at Real Love Recording Company in Nashville, So I'm really looking forward to that show. I know like Dave Dobin from Swearing Motors is going to be there like 10 days before us. So hopefully some of that juju will still be in the building. So that'll be pretty fun, and we're really looking forward to that. And there's something we're trying to put something. We still have a couple of things in the works.
Okay.
You know, we're hoping to add to that trip, but we'll see if it works out.
Things to look forward to.
Right. And then we're you know, after that we're not quite halfway through writing a new full length, so we're ready to kind of put our nose down and really get into that. Because I'm really excited with the direction the new songs are going. It's definitely maybe a little bit of a bigger, even more like rock and roll sound with adding Matt, and then our shows have gotten a little rowdier and rowdier and rowdier as we play out more, because we just noticed that, you know, the rowdier we get, the more fun we have, the more fun the crowd has, and it's just been a good vibe, and like, you know, we've been taking that into the practice space and into our writing. So I think, you know, I like to think we're a pretty dynamic band, and it's something we try to be. So the record's still going to have its up and down. So I look forward to be like overall a little bit more. We're writing a record for a band instead of like, you know, where the first batch of songs were songs that like I had written on just with my acoustic and vocal in mind that I brought to the band, then we rearranged. This one was, you know, we know there's going to be big harmony vocals on this, you know. I know Kent's going to play a ripping solo on this part. So, you know, there's sort of that stuff in mind with the writing. So I think it'll definitely be a little bit more. Not that the first record is not rock and roll, but I see this next one being a little bit bigger.
It's nice to be able to be in that place as a band where you can balance that out. You can rock out, you know, and have a good time and be rowdy, but you can also sort of pull back and go back to your songwriter roots and do it with ease.
Sure, yeah. And we're definitely still trying to, you know, keep that vibe going on some stuff, and not, you know, we're real big on, you know, let's play what the song dictates to us, and it's something we take really seriously, and I take really seriously is like, we want this to be fun, and maybe even we want the song to be big, but we don't want it to be necessarily superfluous, you know.
Finding that balance.
Sure.
Can we hear one more live one?
Sure. This next one I want to play. I haven't really played this one out acoustic since we kind of put the full band arrangement together. But it's a song that's really close to me. It's the last song on our full length. And it's a song I wrote for my mom and dad. And I remember when we tracked the vocals for it in the studio, I remember there was a chair, like a stool sitting in the corner that I was sort of facing. And I remember, you know, trying to draw inspiration for this vocal track. I try to get really into it when I'm recording vocals. In fact, they all make fun of me when I record vocals because it's, you know, I suppose it's fairly humorous. I've seen video. but you know, I tried to, you know, picture my mom and my dad sitting in that stool and, you know, me delivering this song to them. So, you know, it was real, and hopefully it would, you know, hopefully it was real to me, that, you know, it would translate as being real to everyone else too. And so, you know, it's a little bit of an emotional one, but it turned out great on the record, and Patrick plays a beautiful Hammond part, and it's just a song that it really means a lot to me. So anyway, this one's called Chin Up, Darling.
You ain't never had just what you wanted, and things didn't turn out quite like you planned. And money, you ain't had enough. Oh, and just making them to me always seem kind of tough. Oh, when you're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Oh, and that answering machine's for the collection. pose. But hold your head out, 'cause things are looking up. I know you don't have much, but you've got each other, and ain't that enough? Whoa-oh-oh, and pick your chin up. Everything's gonna be alright, so just give it time. Just give it time. Keep your head high. It's been a long road. Somehow you've gotten this far. Oh, but that dead end seems closer and closer each day. Oh, you say, honey, I don't know how much more of this I can take, 'cause it don't matter how hard that I try, I just can't catch a break. Oh, when you're trying to look on the bright side, see, is that darkness when you close your eyes? But try to hold your head up, 'cause things are looking up. Oh, I know you don't have much, but you got each other. Ain't that enough? Oh, 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 and pick your chin up. Everything's gonna be all right, but just give it time. Oh, just give it time. Whoa, oh, and keep your head out, 'cause things are looking up. Oh, I know you don't have much, but you got each other, and ain't that enough? Whoa, oh, and pick your chin up. Everything's gonna be all right, but just give it time. Oh, just give it time.
David Payne from the New Old Fashioned live in the WYSO studio. You can check out the full band Saturday night at Peaches right here in Yellow Springs. They're going to be playing with Shrug. If you're in the Columbus area next week, Friday night, they're going to be at Hal and Al's with the Pleasant Tents. And then Saturday, next Saturday, the 8th, back here in Dayton, bringing the Pleasant Tents along, some local roots there, and they're going to be joined by Andy Smith. The 7-inch is out on Toxic Beauty Records, so pick up a copy at one of the shows or stop by the store here in Yellow Springs. Tell Josh hi. And David, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I always have so much fun talking to you.
So glad you came in. And we'll get the whole band back in here sometime soon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right now, we'll take a listen to one of the bands that's going to be joining the New Old Fashioned on stage as they celebrate the release of their 7-inch. Here are the guys that are going to be playing with them right here in Yellow Springs on Saturday. It's Shrug.